In the news center, I'm Tyler Cupp. York County wants to hear your voice. Pennies for Progress 5 is launching meetings this week to gather public input regarding roads, intersections, and other issues that the community may have. Patrick Hamilton is program manager and says this is all about the residents of the county.
So one of the big misconceptions with the program is who picks the projects. Well, I do not pick the projects. County Council does not pick the projects. There's a 6-member citizen group that's appointed, and they're the ones who pick the projects, and they put them in priority order, and those are the projects you see on the ballot in November.
The first meeting is in Tiga K tomorrow at 6 p.m., and Hamilton lays out how this and the other 7 meetings will go.
One of our biggest challenges is public education, so I just try to give a little bit of history of the program to folks who are there, and then we'll turn it over to the city of Tiga K, and they will be able to then present their own project request to the commission, and after that, then we just open it up to the public. Whoever's there wants to come up and speak, request a project, talk to the commission, they will have that opportunity as well.
Hamilton says the intent is for the committee to hear these requests all through September, create estimates, generate revenues based off the growth, and that eventually the project list will be put together for the ballot next November.